What's up, everybody? Roger and James here from the Skin the Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about our thoughts on the recent Marvel Black Panther movie. We're going to be sharing our thoughts. There will be spoilers, so if you haven't seen the movie and you want to stay away, but I'm going to be honest, there really wasn't anything. I can't really think of much there that there's much to spoil if you've seen the trailer. But what were your initial impressions of it?
I thought it was a pretty good superhero movie. Definitely above average.
Yeah.
Not one of the super top ones, but also not one of the ones that's going to kind of fade away and disappear, like, say, Thor Dark World.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, I came out of it and I thought it was it was a very good movie. It was a very solid origin movie. I did like it, it felt different. That theming of it being in Africa and Wakanda and the way of how it was portrayed was so different, and him being a king and the responsibility on it felt so different from anything we've seen in other origins where, you know, maybe they get the powers and they've got to come to terms with the responsibility. He's already got the and he's been groomed for it. And there's a different element, and him having to look after his people and looking after. And I like the fact it was, and it just felt very, very different. That theming worked. I think that's what Marvel are doing well. They're letting each one do their own different sort of theming. And I really enjoyed it. I wouldn't say it was the best Marvel of all time for me personally. I can see why it has been getting that praise because of its, of being what it has become online. I can see how that would be so popular because, you know, you've not really seen this kind of superhero movie done like this before.
Yeah, it follows a lot of the standard superhero genre tropes, but it puts just enough of a twist on them. Like you were talking about how the hero is already competent and in charge and in command at the beginning of the movie, as opposed to, say, Iron Man or Captain America or Guardians of the Galaxy, where they're all, they have to make the hero's journey. And T'Challa has already made that journey, at least partly in Civil War. So when we get to the movie, we don't need to do that, and we can instead do an evolution of the character instead of, no, he has no confidence in himself, and he doesn't feel he should be king, and he doesn't have the powers of the heart-shaped herb. That's all out of the way. So
I've not really read Black Panther. I mean, I've been aware of him for years, but it was kind of one of those, like, sort of, I would almost say it was like a character which really, up until recently, Marvel really wasn't putting a lot of thought on. He wasn't really pushed. The fact that he wasn't seen on screen until Civil War, but then there was a lot of characters. Guardians of the Galaxy were the same for me. You know, these were not mainstream ones. And looking at it now, it's like, you know, this is great. It's that kind of thing of, it has really, and it's done amazingly well. It's just literally the morning after the box office of those, was it like 361 million worldwide? You know, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's on track to make, I think, the most of an opening weekend box office here in the States. Not counting, say, the Avengers, but most of the other big hitters that we think about. Black Panther's been an interesting character because before 1999, he was really a joke character. Not intentionally, but he just was. He was, you know, he was the token racial character on the team. Some writers wrote him a little bit better than that. Some writers didn't. And it wasn't until 99 when he got his own series that he really started to develop into the character we know now. He was regal. He's a king. There was a writer, and he said, no, he's an Avenger second. He is a monarch first, and it started turning a lot towards politics. And although this movie takes a lot from that run, it doesn't take any specific stories. It's more the ideas, like the character of Zuri, the Dora Milaje, the, you know, stuff like that.
No, I just felt there was my one criticism was Killmonger. I could have done without him in his own Black Panther suit. I would have loved him to seen him in his own gear. And the Marvel slides into this territory of Ant-Man. We had
Yellow Jacket.
We had Iron Man, and we had I can't even think of what the Ironmonger or not Ironmonger.
Ironmonger was the first one.
And then you've got, you know, there's this tendency to put the same character in a different color just to offset the power. And that was the one thing with me. I would have liked to have seen him just without the Black Panther suit and just him fighting, because, you know, he's... I mean, that, the fight scenes and stuff, when, you know, they're doing the challenges and stuff. You know, the second one where he, where Black Panther technically got thrown over the river, that was a really good one, and you really felt that he was fighting, but Killmonger wanted it so much more at that point.
Right, and you mentioned the whole, like, mirror image kind of, like, Yellow Jacket and Ironmonger, and that's, unfortunately, that's just part of the superhero thing. More often than not, the arch-villain or the villain that we most associate with the character is going to be an opposite version of them. In the comics, interestingly, Killmonger almost never wears the costume at all, except for the short period of time where he was the Black Panther. Which obviously is part of what this is, although he was on the Avengers and everything like that, which was very strange. But normally he's bare-chested, maybe has like a bandolier kind of thing. So the having two Black Panthers fight each other was very much for the movie. It's not part of the traditional rivalry between these two guys.
I'm glad in some ways they kept it lit pretty much just for that last battle. Where, but I mean, even that last battle I thought was so great with, I mean, the rhinos. I fell in love with the rhinos because I'd seen the Lego set for a while and I'm like, well, how does this Lego, this rhino thing fit? Saw the rhinos in action and I'm like, okay, I love this. I especially loved it when, I can't remember her name, when the warrior, she just stood in front of the rhino and the rhino just stopped like, oh, hello.
And it was just like, and it licks her hand. Okoye.
Yeah, it just was that kind of thing. Of that just came across really well. Again, it's this big, big thing really of like powerful women in this movie, and you know the ensemble cast around him is just that, you know, that strong female, and they are equals. There's no, and you know his sister is completely just, you know, she's just as powerful and smart as, you know, anybody else. And that was very, very, came through very strong, and I thought that was really well done, the way that was done.
I actually have to admit that after having seen this, one of the interactions I'm really looking forward to in Infinity War is Tony Stark and Shuri, Black Panther's sister, meeting up and talking tech. And you throw in Rocket in there as well, because he's got that snark, like, I've got outer space technology, your puny little human technology is nothing. But Shuri having access to the greatest powers on Earth, and then Tony doing it from a cave with, you know, virtually no research at all. I think that those two interacting is just going to be fantastic.
So. Should also be interesting to see if, like, if they do like Peter Parker and her as well, because that could be quite a fun little thing.
I think
the only trouble for me is Infinity War. They aren't going to have enough time to get all this stuff together in this short amount of time. All these interactions, because we almost need like, well, we're going to need a couple of movies. But that's the one thing. But as far as like Black Panther goes, I just feel like I think it was just very, very good, very enjoyable. I will say, it's kind of funny because I did a review up for the soundtrack, and then I've just been listening to the score to put up a review this week for the score. And when I was listening to the soundtrack, I'll be honest, I didn't like most of it because it was very heavy rap, a lot of swear words. It's not the kind of music I like listening to, but I liked two or three of the tracks from there. I think From the Stars and I think it's Prayers, both of which feature prominently in the movie. And then we had, there's another one of the tracks that was used in the car chase. And it was kind of odd because literally, I think it was like, I don't think I heard 8 or 9 of the tracks off the soundtrack in the actual album. The score, on the other hand, is where all the music actually from them. It was very, I think because I'd gone in like, you know, that kind of thing. Usually I've gone in listening to a soundtrack before a movie. So you're kind of familiar with it. It's like, whoa, hold on. None of this is in here.
I actually didn't notice most of the soundtrack. Obviously, when they were actually playing songs, like Claw gets into the car and it's like, oh, let's have some music for this chase scene, and he pops some music in. But the soundtrack, the actual OST, didn't really notice it that much.
No.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing, because I noticed the soundtrack for Thor Ragnarok a lot in that movie, to the point where I was like, dial it back. I get it, or we get it. It's 80s synthesizer nonsense. Please just stop. So I didn't get that with the Black Panther.
It's also, I mean, that's the other thing. What I was, it's like to go on from the Thor Ragnarok sound to Black Panther sounds. The sound of the movies are so different; they couldn't be any more apart. And I just felt, again, that all helps with that theming of just what they're doing. And I, overall, I just felt this was a really good, solid superhero movie that I really would say go see it. It's fantastic. There's a reason why. You know, it's done so well, and I think it's going to continue to do well for a few more weeks because we haven't got any more superhero ones out for a while. But this is, again, showing you how the Marvel Universe has allowed so much more expansion. I mean, the idea, we never would have seen this 15, 20 years ago, the idea of what we're seeing now in these Marvel movies.
No, and I think that's one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that Marvel into a smaller degree, Fox, are starting to show us what you can do with the superhero framework. It doesn't have to be a retread of Iron Man over and over and over again like we had for those first couple of years after it came out. And between this and Logan and Wonder Woman over on the DC side, we're starting to see this just spectrum of stories that can be told. It doesn't have to be a traditional superhero, even though it definitely... This one...
Yeah.
More so than perhaps the other ones does have the traditional, like, superhero back and forth. But it's also got this political story and natural resources story. And is it your responsibility if you have this power to share it with everybody else? Or
do you hide it?
To protect it because you know what everybody else is going to do with it, namely blow up the planet. So. Yeah. Interesting
it's,
stuff.
Yeah. So no, I'm really excited about this one. In some ways, it's an odd one because thinking now that Infinity War is next, I was a little bit, and I mean, ends. There wasn't really anything of any consequence. I felt like in the after scene credits, to it with Winter Soldier, that was it. There, and generally as a whole, I felt that didn't really set up much more for Infinity War, which I was expecting a little bit more. Because whereas Thor Ragnarok sort of ended and it's like, okay, we're getting ready for Infinity War. This was like, this could have been fitted in 4 years ago, or, you know, just after Civil War, and it really wouldn't seem to have made any impact at all.
Yeah, you could have stuck this in anywhere. I was expecting like an Infinity Gem sequence because we already know that Wakanda is going to be a major focus point of at least the first Infinity War movie. And it would make sense to set up why that would be. Now, presumably, it will be an Infinity Gem of some sort.
Well, I'm wondering if the meteorite had, if that all the flowers that are growing from the from because is it the because they've got the purple stone, haven't? Because I think that's the one we're missing, isn't it?
It's possible it's the life gem. We're not sure. So, there's something in Wakanda, but they didn't set it up, which I think is a little disappointing, especially since. We know Winter Soldier is coming. We know since Civil War that Civil War, that's the whole point of putting him in stasis in Wakanda. It wasn't a necessary, well, okay, almost none of these shots are necessary anyway, but it wasn't like that, oh, I can't wait for the next one because I saw this little glimpse of it. It was, oh, well, okay, Winter Soldier's awake. Cool.
Yeah.
He doesn't have an arm yet, but. So.
No, it's like I said, it's going to be interesting to see where we go on for me because it's that idea really that kind of the next big one has got everybody in it. It's just going to be good. But Black Panther then at the same time just took everything back to basics, back to core, and showed how to do because it was an origin movie, but it was done very differently.
Yeah, it was not the rags to riches story. No. It was
I'm already
coming
riches to riches,
but also. Coming to terms with your new responsibility while also having at least a little bit of a chance to mourn your father. And then also the old nugget of your father wasn't as perfect as you thought he was.
Yeah.
So
no, it's really good. I really did enjoy it. Again, I'm going to put it on the top, but it's definitely in the top sort of three or five ones right now. Cause I think there's always that thing in there. Every time and I do think Marvel are doing this. They keep topping themselves. You know, each time I seem to see a Marvel movie, it feels like they are trying to up themselves, and they are taking it seriously, and I think, it's a great movie. But we'd love to know what you guys think. Let us know in the comments below, or get in touch with us on social media. Love to know your thoughts. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. You can find us on all the social medias, and you can also like, subscribe, and also follow us on whichever video or audio platform you are watching or listening this on. So, James, where can they find you?
I mean, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.